Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this famous zebra that we've been seeing all over on the TV being airlifted Brantley Gilbert's zebra?
If you missed the story, there was a zebra that was walking around the streets of Rutherford County in Tennessee, and the search lasted for close to 8 days. The zebra escaped from somebody's yard, and you see him just kind of trotting along in these neighborhoods. You're thinking, did it escape from a zoo? But it turns out somebody owned the zebra like a pet.
The zebra was on the lam, and last night, Brantley posted this thanking fans.
Thank y'all so much for all the concern and all the thoughts and prayers, but no need to be concerned anymore. The zebra is home, safe, and sound. You guys are awesome.
Okay, so it made it seem like the zebra was his. Yeah. And I'm reading this, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Do you remember he played Toyota Arena in Ontario? And I had asked him about a pet Tonky he got. And then he got talking about his pet zebra. So he did at one point have a pet zebra, but he explained that he gave the zebra away.
The zebra actually had to go to this little old lady about 30 minutes up the road. She has a zoo. The thing with the zebra in the state of Georgia is it has to be viewable by the public so many hours a day, and you have to have all these permits and stuff. And that sweet old lady was just super excited that she got a free zebra.
But then, he says it's in Georgia. This zebra that got loose was in Tennessee.
Correct.
I mean, unless it's crossing state lines. And then we had asked him, okay, well, how did this all start? Like, how do you get a pet zebra?
Yeah, well, it's kind of, I kind of started it. I sent 4 full-grown peacocks.
Is this famous zebra that we've been seeing all over on the TV being airlifted Brantley Gilbert's zebra?
If you missed the story, there was a zebra that was walking around the streets of Rutherford County in Tennessee, and the search lasted for close to 8 days. The zebra escaped from somebody's yard, and you see him just kind of trotting along in these neighborhoods. You're thinking, did it escape from a zoo? But it turns out somebody owned the zebra like a pet.
The zebra was on the lam, and last night, Brantley posted this thanking fans.
Thank y'all so much for all the concern and all the thoughts and prayers, but no need to be concerned anymore. The zebra is home, safe, and sound. You guys are awesome.
Okay, so it made it seem like the zebra was his.
Yeah.
And I'm reading this, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Do you remember he played Toyota Arena in Ontario? And I had asked him about a pet Tonky he got. And then he got talking about his pet zebra. So he did at one point have a pet zebra, but he explained that he gave the zebra away.
The zebra actually had to go to this little old lady about 30 minutes up the road. She has a zoo. The thing with the zebra in the state of Georgia is it has to be viewable by the public so many hours a day, and you have to have all these permits and stuff. And that sweet old lady was just super excited that she got a free zebra.
But then, he says it's in Georgia. This zebra that got loose was in Tennessee.
Correct.
I mean, unless it's crossing state lines. And then we had asked him, okay, well, how did this all start? Like, how do you get a pet zebra?
Yeah, well, it's kind of, I kind of started it. I sent 4 full-grown peacocks to a buddy of mine's farm while he was out of town. I kind of had it coming. There's some payback coming. They've kind of started an exotic animal war.
So maybe it was Brantley's zebra? Maybe he got another one?
My jaw had dropped when you showed me that video of him thanking people. I was like, wait, that's Brantley's zebra? I mean, he doesn't say thanks for finding my zebra.
Right?
He said thanks for finding the zebra.
So maybe it's part of this ongoing wildlife exchange he has with a friend.
All I've learned from this is I'm not getting a zebra.
Well, not in the state of Georgia. There's a lot of paperwork.
State of California either.
And they like to run.
You stress sweat. And this is regular deodorant. Secret Clinical in a heat wave.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
This is regular deodorant.
Ugh, I can't.
Secret Clinical with workout sweat.
Let's run another marathon.
And regular deodorant.
How much more?
Secret is the goat. Because nothing fights sweat better.
Stay fresher under pressure.
Morning overcast and mostly sunny and windy. Highs near 87.
Weather brought to you by Staples. Have you heard? The Staples Easy button is back with even more easy. Press it for custom prints, shipping services, even passport photos. Staples. That was easy.
Summer savings are here at Going, Going, Gone by Dick's Sporting Goods. Score up to 70% off styles from top brands like Nike, Adidas, Jordan, Kalia, and more. Discover new markdowns and arrivals every week. Hurry in and save big on summer styles at your Going, Going, Gone.
This traffic report is brought to you by Fritz Ford in Riverside.
From the Saboba Casino Resort Traffic Desk, K-Frog Traffic.
Good morning. Hope you had a great weekend. Off to a pretty good start on our roads. A few things to watch out for. Some large tire tread reported eastbound 10 right at the southbound 15 connector ramp. Also, a stalled car reported southbound 15 at 6th Street off ramp. It's over the right shoulder. I'm Kelly Danik. That's K-Frog Traffic.
Last month, to score employee pricing, get to Fritz Ford and lease a 2025 F-150 for $405 a month or Bronco Sport for $3.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.